Okay, so we mentioned that Taisvis calls the Rach. Taisvis brings down the Rach. Void Nero v'chein perish Rach. The Parach an Nimsa al-Shaloi. That the Kash of the Gemara is when it was Nimsa al-Shaloi. We take a look at the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah's Hezber, explanation of the Rach, is Avyesha perish Shaloi Kash na al-Nimsa al-Shaloi va'aloi al-Shaloi. The Chivon the Dam lavi gufehu. Since the dam is not from her guf, the dam lav gufehu, nechosh nami the dam achoydes. Aval nimsal shalah, kiven the megufa chazi, the sheichi badamim, kan nimsu kan hayu. So he's saying a svar over here that when we're talking about her, when we're talking about the isha, kiven the megufa chazia. The Sheikh Ibadamin kan nimtsu kan hoya. A svar of kan nimtsu kan hoya. Since it was found over here on from her guf, it's on the aid shalah, but the aid shalah is coming from her guf, so therefore we assume that it came from her. Now, I don't understand. She's not what? He's explaining the Rav. Aviyesha pishle kashle al benimtsal shalah v'al shalah. That is.
From his, it's definitely from her, right?
Yeah.
The Rach said
he
found
himself shalom. What's it? I read the Rach. Yeah. I said the Ritzvah gives a Hezbah to the Rach, right? Let's understand the Ritzvah's Hezbah. Okay. And then you'll be able to ask me if that fits into the words of the Rach or not. And perhaps I will say the same thing also. Okay. But you got to give me a chance. Okay. And now Yoni's back. Did you hear the recorder?
I heard it.
Sorry. Don't worry, we'll pick on Avrami today. He's not here. Okay, fine. So I don't understand this clearly because she's not finding on her body. We're not talking about what she's finding on her guf. She's finding on the aid bedika. Finding aid bedika. And what do we say? That which we're finding on the aid, where'd that come from? It came from. It was found by the Oisim Makim. If it was found by the Oisim Makim, so then we have this chazaka of kaninsu kanhoya. And when he finds it on his aid, where's it coming from? It's coming from her also. What's the difference? So, if we take a look at the Ramban says that the Makshin held that the Oisim Makam, the Isha, is not Badik from Machedis, and also Shalai, also by him, is not Badik from Machedis. Therefore, if we're going with this assumption, we could say, then Einach Nami, if we're coming to Dan and to be toiled in a Macheles that was found by Oisim Makayim, so then what the Rach held was that since the Isha was seized from her guf, we're not going to be toiled anything else because we're going to say Kaninsu Kanhoya. And if we're trying to be toiled in a machadis by Simakim, then you're right. There's not going to be any difference between him and her. Just like by her, we're not going to say that it came from the machadis by the Simakim. So by him also, we're not going to say that it came from the machadis by Simakim. We're going to say kan nintzu kan hoy. But when it's found on his aid, besides the tli in the machadis of Simakim, there's also a chash to be toiled in the machilis that was found by him. And that's the kavan of the Ritzvah. That klape the machilis of Oisim Makayim, and that we're going to say, kanim so kan hayu, and therefore we're not toiled in the machilis of Oisim Makayim. But when he finds out on his aid, there's a new suffix over here, that perhaps this is from a machilis on him. Ligabe that, we're going to say that. However, if this is the Hezber, so then, like Rav Shalom Dov was asking, so then why does Tosfos have to eat on Aichacha? Why does it say, Kilo Nimsa Shalom Maimetamim, Kilo Nika Aichacha, the Leasi Migufa? Well, what's Tosfos going to eat on? So maybe we could say that Tosfos held like the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah and Bedek Avayis, that Ashaloi by him, by his Aver, was pasha to the Gemara that's badik etz machadis, that the Gemara never held it has machadis. Memele ganeir, so what's the difference between nimsal shalah or nimsal shalai. So for that, Tosfos near the achacha, that's me alma. Right? You know, as the Ritva was learning, like the Ramban, that that in the Makshin, just like it's Matzi Machadis by her, it could be Machadis also on his Aver. Memela, for him, was enough to say, Nimsa Shaloi, we don't say Kandinsukamayu, because the Maisi wiped his Aver where there are Machadis. Yeah.
I just don't get what we're saying now.
Which spot?
Well, how we answered the question from which the way, from what the Ramban said.
Because once I know, you know, when it's a needed of, when it's a needed of finding dam that came off her guf,
right.
Was there perhaps a machadis there, and therefore it's from the machadis? So then we can say kanim sukan haya. But when he's wiping his eva, which also has a machadis and doesn't have dami guf, right? Somebody can want to say maybe it came from her, or maybe it came from the machadis that's on his guf. So then you lose the svar kanin sukan haya, and therefore we'll be telling the machalis of his guf. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
Wiping his
name.
I'm just asking.
No. That's HLI. What else is HLI?
You can't just look at his
name. Aid is a cloth.
Okay.
You're right. That would be a good question. If let's say he looked at his name and saw it, then you're right.
Didn't Ramban say explicitly that we. I mean, there are.
I'm using that Nakuda Ramban that. But she ain't getting Tosfos.
Don't get on his aver. That's what we're saying.
The Ramban says in the half meal we thought it does. Yeah. The Ra'ah says that even in the half meal there was never half meal on him. So therefore Tosfos, this is what I'm trying to bring out, that Tosfos had to come onto a new svara. That's why Tosfos had to add on the Aichacha, because otherwise you have the kasha maishna him from her. Like the Ritva was bothered with. So that's where the Aichacha is kicking in. However, if we take a look at the Ra'ah learned like the Rach. He learned like the Rach. And he says over there that by Shalah, it's not a Kasha, like Kasha Midi. Shum the Damim Shchichi Bav Latalinim Bida'alma. And he says the reason why we didn't answer her is because by her Damim Shchichi and Benatal Bida'alma. Then he goes on to explain the kasha of the Gemara. He says like Tosfos with the Echach of Tosfos. Right, his lashon here is the ikar pirsh bezed animsa shaloi parech the tamina na filu achazman v'su the nimsa shaloi v'le nimsa shalo the chiv the kain ikal nimsa v'dam achodes. Can't have the rest of the lashon, but. He feels like it's like Tosfos. So, question what's the Maila that he says over his Lashans? That Nimtzah Shloi Parach the Matamina Fil Achazman. Why does he have to add in those three words of Fil Achazman? Right, he says, we're asking that by Nimsa Shaloi, we're Matame even Achazman. Why is it at the end in those words of even after Zman? One second, let me finish the question. According to the Ra that said that the Shamish, the Avra, is Badak from Achilles, so then what's he being Maisiv? What's the difference? What's a Filo Achazman? There's no go. Tell him to go around, maybe it's Avram.
Go around.
What's he being moistened with? A filo achazman. There's no a filo achazman. It's all the same. There's no other tzad here. There's no a filo achazman. What's a filo achazman? There's no a filo achazman by him. There's no machadis there. Yeah.
I thought the Rav is saying it's got to be a machadis for him. But if he finds on his aid, it's got to be a machadis because. Why didn't she find it? If it came from her, she would have found also.
Okay.
But that's what the Rach is saying. No?
Why do you have to say that? What did he come to answer? Why does he need that Rach? Yeah.
He's saying if it was only found on his and not found on hers, then it's definitely a Machrelis, because otherwise she would have found it as well if it came from her.
Yeah, but he's coming to answer something. You only need a chacham.
How do we know? No.
What's the difference between his and hers? So the Ritva said a very simple difference.
Yeah.
Because by hers there's kanim sekan hoya.
Right.
And by him there's no kanim sekan hoya. I don't need no hechachas. I just have a din of kanim sekan hoya. There's no kanim sekan hoya. What does he need that hechacha for? Right, the Ritva said that by her there's kanim sekan hoya. So first, why don't we have that same kanim sekan hoya by him? And number two,
well, down from
there. So he wiped it, it's coming from her.
Right.
So where'd you lose the kanin sekamaya?
She doesn't have. Because she doesn't have on her aid. So
she's not finding on herself right. Either. She's finding on her aid.
She's not. No.
By aid shalah.
Right. We're not concerned in the case where only he finds and she doesn't find.
I understand. But why does it have to sit? Why?
Raf is saying proof, no?
He's asking a fundamental difference.
What?
The Rishonim explain that the reason we're never chayshed by Estam and Dika by a lady, which is the Dika, we're not chayshed by Cholos, is because of Kalitza Kanai, because Kum is by her. So, like, in this case, where he's boiling her, he's ostensibly just an aid, because he has down on his aid.
Right.
So, why don't we say Kalitza Kanai, on his aid? Because what's the difference between Hisham's going and taking out down?
She's fine.
If she would do Badika and take out down, we say Khan Tukan Haya, we're not Klesh Makalas. So when he does has to deal with her and takes out his Aver, now there's down on his Aver. So say Khan Tukan Haya. It's the same thing as taking an aid. What's the difference?
Because she didn't find.
Who cares?
What's
but Khan Ninza Kan Haya.
Same diploma.
How could it
have found? You know? She would
have.
He has down and she doesn't. Where it couldn't come from her, otherwise.
So where did it come from? Where did it come from?
Makalas.
And that overrides the kanim sekan haya. How does that do? That's a chazaka.
She didn't find anything.
So what? But his Ava went into her with shchichi dam. What type of mitzvah is that? It went into her. It's shchichi dam. Kanim sekan haya.
No, he has a.
No, that's the Rosh's proof.
The Rosh's don't answer like you're saying. They say
that's what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying.
The Rishonim all answer this. They say, what's the difference between his aid and her doing Islam Bidika?
Right.
When he finds down his aid, right? They don't answer that there's no chacha here. They answer because I understand.
So trying to understand why did he have to say that? Could be instituted different. So I gave one hesber to it, which works out for Tosfos, but in the Ra'ah may not work out. So we'll see if we can come to another hesbet to understand what the Eichach is doing over here. What role is the Eichach playing?
Okay,
so you have to say that which was Pasha to Chazal, that his Aver is Baduk from Macholis, is the Gabi Dechshash, and maybe there's Macholis on him from before Tashmish. Maybe there was a machadis on him from before Tashna. However, the half mean of the Gemara was that Oysa Mokim is not Badik Yitz Machadis. If so, what are you going to say? The Shas Tashmish, a machadis came from her onto him? And that's what the Ra'ah is saying. Dibinimsa Shalai La'achar Zman, Shapit Talinim B'machadis. And that's what he's saying, Afil Achar Zman. The Metamin Afil Achar Zman is. Because when it's found on his, if the zman, we could be telling the machadis. Because that which his baduk is only klape. That which we say his ev is baduk, that's only klape before the tashmish. But if the tashmish is vadly not baduk, because he came in contact with the isha now. So it comes out like this. The Gemara's kasha, according to the Ra'ah, would be as follows. The Gemara's kasha is v'nei chashduma damachadisu. That in such a case was found on his miyad, let's say you found it right away, then vade, there's no kasha. There's no kasha. You found it right away, there's no kasha, because no chil between nimsa and shaloi, or nimsa on eid shaloi. Because there's a chazak kan nimsa kan haya. And we're not going to be telling them achilas, because by him was pasha to the Gemara that it's badiku. So therefore, and if he finds a miyad right away, I don't think there'll be any question. And same thing. However, the Ra'ah is telling us that the Iker Kasha is if it was found on his La'achazman. Because since it was found La'achazman, we don't have the Chazaka Kaninsu Kanhayo anymore. Because we could be Toilin Macholis that was on him La'achazman, that it came onto him B'Shas Tashmish. And there are two chashashes over here legabi him. Either there was dam. Either there's two chashashes over here on this that he's finding. Either it's dam that got touched, that got stuck in by from the Isim Makim, or it's a Machailis that came from the Isim Makim in the Havmin. The Havmin that the Isim Makim is not budding Machailis, so then maybe it got smeared onto him, Lachazman. So we're not, right, maybe a Machailis got onto him, Shas Tashman, and then this is what got smeared onto the cloth. So we're not chayshish that through the kinuach itself was done right away. That was nitzvah for the machayz. Like the Ramban says, "Ein a kinuach eid memayich machayz." The kinuach is not going to be memayich the machayz. Now, what does it mean? Now, why taka does there all hold that we're not toiler machayz even if there's no chazaka of kanim sekan haya? Hare we see by Tachsabi Recha, the Rahos that over there by Tachsabi Recha, the Rahos that we're not telling Machelis. So, why should it be any different than Nimsa Shalal Achazman? So, that on that, the Rah answers that since it's Nimsa Shalal and not on her, so therefore there's Shaper Makim, there's enough room to be Chesh, the name is Dam Achelis. Right, that's how the two points come together, but it's still shver. Why do we need to say that the makshin is on shaloi la'achazman? Why don't we just learn from the chacha alone of nimsa shaloi and not on her that it's machailas? So, oh yeah.
He says that or I says that not on her anyway.
He says I read the lashon. So I think like this, that we mentioned the din of the Rach that by Shaloi we're not Toiler Machalis. What's Pshat that the Rach says that by when it's found on hers we're not Toiler Machalis? So the Rach Mentarizbai says that this is only true when we're dining on the dam that was found by the Isim Makim. And that we're going to say that the Shita Sarach is that we're not telling anything else. Why? Because of the Seidin of the Rach of Chazaka, Kanitsu, Kahayu, like the Ritva says. We have eating that like the Ritva says. Now, the Shita of the Rach is that by Tachsa Beirecha, with toilet and machoilis, when it's less than a gris, even according to the rach. Why? Because since you talk to be recha, so now I have no suffix except what, as the whole suffix is only on what was found by Oisim Makim. I'm sorry, now the suffix is not only on what was found by Oisim Makim, it's also including in the rech. The rech is also part of it. So on that, we're not going to give it the din of the Rach. Right? Again, in the Rajba's world, the Rajba is saying that the whole din of the Rach is only when it's found by Yosef Makim. I did a bedika by Yosef Makim, and now I found Dam. So on that, the Rach is saying that we can't be told on anything else because we have the state of Kanin Sukam Hayu. But if it was Tachsibi Recha, if afterwards I put on the Yerech, so now I have also in part of the equation is the Yerech, or was found by the Yerech. So on that, the Rach never said his din. That's where the Rash was, before in the Rash. The Rambam learned that Tachsibi Recha is Tameya even with less than a Kigris. That's the Shitas of Rambam. That we're not Toiler Machelis. Says the Rajba over there in Torah Sabayis in the same piece towards the end, he says, what's the beer to the Rambam that by Tachsibi Recha even less than the Kigris we're not Toiler? Because he holds Reglaim Ladova. And to the Rajba, he holds there's a Reglaim Ladova. What's the Reglaim Ladova? Since a Bedika was done, it gets the Chayma of Eir HaBadik. Eir HaBadik gets the Chayma of Isim Makim. That Chayma that we gave to Isim Makim, like the Rajba said, the Chayma of Isim Makim drives us to saying that this came from her. The Rambam is being mecharsh us that even if it was tachas bireicha, it's still from the fact that it was once found by the Oisei Makom, was used for a bedika, and it was an eid abaduk. It was an eid abaduk. The eid abaduk gets the chayma of Oisei Makom that we don't take into consideration any other spakes. It's out. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ra'ah held, like the Rambam, that by Tachsa, we're not Toyla, the Machayas Bachs make a gris. However, there are two dinim over here. There's one din that which is found by the Isim Makam as a Chazak of Kanin Sukan Hayu, and we're not going to be Toyla and anything else. But the Eid Bedika has a Chumrah, has Reglayim Ladava, that we can't be Toyla and something else. And even by Tachsa, we're not going to be Toyla it. In the machalis by pachas making gris, but when it comes to nimsal shalai, so if it was nimsal shalai right away, then there are holes. The vade would not tell it because of the din of the rach. That even though there's a chacha, even though you have that a chacha that was found in his and not hers, but still, since it was found in his, it's viewed that it's like. It's like Eid Bedika Shalah. It's much like her Eid Bedika, since he looked at her right away. So we apply the Chazak of Kanin Zekam Hayu. So the Kasha, the Gemara, is Davka was nits on his La'achazman. That I feel La'achazman. Why are you saying that even La'achazman? Over here you don't have the Chazak of Kanin Zekam Hayu. Over here you're missing that Chazak. So, and that I talk to Birecha, that which by talk to Birecha we're not Toyla, it's because it's the Chumra of Eid Ba'eid Abaduk, which has Reglaim L'dava. What?
It has to be specific to the Achazman when we're saying it, no?
Right.
It's a Filu or it's a specific?
What the Gemara's Kash is that you're telling me she's Tamei. So Miyad, I understand why she's Tamei. But why I feel Achazman?
Therefore
the Ra says, talking about Nimsa Shalai Nashalai. Because then there's no raglaim ladava, and we can be told in the machlanes. Now, as a sikkum, you have three nidainim over here. We have three nidainim. We have one nidain, eight baduk, eight abaduk. When it's eight shalah, there's no chash from machlanes. The second din over here is by eight abaduk v'tachs v'yirecha, pachs mikagris. We have machlekes v'shainim, and the third din is. The Eishayne Badik, even according to Rebbe, would be Tmei Abadik and would be Tele Machedis. Now, that by Eishayne Badik, Vaitan, which we'll get to soon more, Eishayne Badik, even according to Rebbe, that's Tmei Abadai, but will be Tele Machedis. Now, going back to the Gemara for a moment. So now the Rajba. How did the Rajba learn the Gemara's Kasha? The Rajba learned the Gemara's Kasha by Nimsal Shalom. Right, the Rashi says the Rashi learned the Gemara's Kasha even by Nimsa Shalai, and the Rashi is saying that the Gemara is asking that she should be Tar Labayla, Vavadai Tar Labayla, not a suffix. Right, we mentioned that last time. So Frank the Sidre Taira and others, I the Sugya of Nunzaino base, we learned over there that our Mishnah is talking about. Bidargusha. And the Gemara into Bidargusha. So if so, make a taste it to be told in Machadis. Where is the Lord in Bidargusha? So the Ritva says that which we're asking, Vidum Machadisi, is when it's Ogol. And the Mishnah is Stoma Kitani, the Echai of a carbon. And we don't find anyone be mechalik here, so it's even by Ogol, like Ashes from Ogol. Yeah.
Didn't we say that shot over there is going to Rashba and maybe the Rambam is that is because if a cheskas dam over Gosha, that's only when you have the dam is vade from her. But here the cheskas machalas will take away that chazaka because we don't know what came from her, so we can't buy the chazaka and we can't say there was our Gosha.
Okay, that what you want to be machalik between
over here. From the fact we have a hechrich that there's a machalis, right. And we have no chazaka. Over there, we said there was a chazaka. They had argasha cheskas dam bav argasha. You have dam vade megufa. You have a chazaka. Well, the argasha meant really she had argasha. She didn't know that.
Right.
We machzikar that argasha.
Right.
But here it's not Ba'alei from her, so you don't have the chazakah. The chazakah is only as much we know it's from her. We're challenging the assumption.
The Gemara quotes our Mishnah there.
Right.
The Gemara says, Lo'ele Medargisha.
Right, the nature of the Lo'ele Medargisha there is we're being Machzik Argasha based on the Ba'alei of the Dam. In fact, the Dam for sure came from her.
Okay.
Therefore, we can say she was Margish.
And by us?
By us, we're challenging the basic
Gemara's
assumption.
And the Gemara's Kashi.
Right, the Gemara's
Kashi. And the Gemara's, that Gemara's only Maskanas out.
Is once we see, we knock off Machalas, then we have Vade from her.
Then we have...
And then we could say, Da Vade from her, and now we can Machzik Har Gosh, and that's why we have all Margisha. I don't get it. Is it because this is the Hukuf and Havi, and we're challenging the basic assumption of Cheskaz Dawa, that we would say Cheskaz Dawa Margisha?
Do you have a Shulchan Aruch here? So look at the Sidri Tar Kuf Tzadi Oy Samach Zayin the Ramaskal Sukasha. What is that? I was just pointing out while you find it, just pointing out that if the Ritva makes this a kifta, that it's talking about Agol. The Ritva is saying that it's Agol. So then it will come out that over there in the Zayim Vase is Mefurish, they were talking about Tachasakarva Kesas is Torah by Agol. Torah by Agol. Even though it was Argisha. So if he also, even though it was Argisha, but since it's Agol, will be Torah in a Machon. That was the point I want to say. Has he has the Kesas? Does he have the
Kesas?
Someone else says a kasha in this Gemara. He says that's not a good kasha because if so, we could ask this kasha. That this kasha we're saying now, and that's not true.
Fine. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Let's say the agasha should be so strong that shouldn't be a tzad to be tailed at all. I mean, that was the way that the rashba brings is the vados from the goof, he's the agasha.
Right, which is very right.
It's not three times. He goes for this.
He quotes that Rashi right away. Oh yeah, could be that's why he doesn't answer this teretz of the Ritva. Okay, so that was the thought. I was going to use the Ritva. Now there's a kasha over here that the Rishonim ask that if we're going to say v'nei chesdom machadusu, so ain't a chayisha that's mimetama. Through a bedika, and yet we know many sugars with a tmei bedika. So the Rashba, can you find me the Rashba? Yesh leim the ba'alma v'ad hashinon, aval hocha mitach shabbat ke kodem biya. I don't know if I have the lashon. Yeah. Lashon is.
Find it either.
Right, since she checked before beer and she found herself to be tar, ulacha beer miyad botka matzah tame, raglaim the dava the dam machodes. Raglaim the dava that's the dam machodes.
She checked after the
beer
and she found dam.
She checked before it was
clean.
She checked after she found dam. Raglaim the dava. That's not my chus.
Why?
I agree.
Ramban, the Ramban answers your question, right? You still Ramban?
No.
Ramban says Eina Mechuver, right? So Ramban.
Who's saying this? The
Rashba. So Ramban says Eina Mechuver. So what was bothering the Ramban? Perhaps what's bothering the Ramban is why are we not chosh that b'shas the tashmish, right? B'shas the tashmish. So we find the many rishonim, find some rishonim that it's not the derech for them needed to come shas tashmish itself. The Chasam Sofer in Kuf Pei Gimel says him first. He says over there, the ain derech dam lovi b'shas tashmish mamish b'shosh hashamish b'fnim. If we didn't see dam al shaloi or oisyoim, then he says, "Ein derech dam lov b'shas tashmish mamish b'shosh hashamish b'fnim." Av zula ze, if not for these cases, l'shchicha klal. V'rubai hu ayrechim tashmish lefanov. Right, the pomim in Shizili and fine because of her excitement for the tashmish she'll find before. Oy la'acha prishes a shamish. Abishosha shamish bifnim loishchicha. Mimela, that could be the kavan on the Rashba. That since she checked beforehand, so it didn't come from the chimera tashmish. She checked afterwards, reclaim the dove that it came from the tamachibs. Your kashas maybe happened b'shas. Teretz is no, because it's loishchicha klal.
How long have to wait for after
the came from? How long? After ICI, after whatever, a few minutes.
That's definitely not like the new brat or anybody's saying.
Yeah, there's the Rashba's learning al shaloi,
yeah.
It's a new brat, yeah. Okay, now there's a.
Isn't there a whole din that if he finds the time very fast, he has to wait till labor makes and all that?
Yeah, the Chasam Sofer said that. Right, the Chasam Sofer said.
He's saying it never happens.
No. Let's read it again clearly. It says, Ein derech, it's not the normal derech what happened, Shas. He says, Yeshua Shashav Shavnim, Kol Shaloi Re'inu Mamish Adam, Al Shaloi Oy Oysioi. Aval Zula Zel Eshchich Akla. So, what?
He's not checked
based
yet.
Is he checking
whether? He's saying after the Gemara in reality, once we know the Siyom, that's true.
Right.
We're going into steps of figuring things out. So we could have thought it was not Machalos, and we say it's Bali was Machalos. So our only option is that it came to Shashashmas.
Because we're going to know that there are
Machalos. Machalos
came to Shashmas.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, what the Rambam Machalos?
Obviously not.
What the hell is he saying? The Gemara was
yeah, but
he agrees to the idea that some months is time, but then don't treat it as.
Maybe. What's interesting is that we pointed this out before that the in the case of Eid Habadik, Eid Shalah, when Achash for Machilis. The Maisa Wagus say Chazaka Rav Dom come from the Isha and the Rajman Ritz turned that into a term of Kan Nimtzu, Kan Hayu. So now, in the second case of Eid Abadik by Tachsib Yerecha, I found Bachs Miki Gris. So since finding also, if you find also on the Yerech, so then we are Taylor, then we're Taylor. Because then the nimtz is on the yerech. There's a nimtz on the yerech. The rabbi learned reglaim the dava cancels that out. Even if it's tachse, still we remain with that reglaim the dava. But when you have h in a baduk, so then you're already starting off on a weak point. So then we'll be tayla in what shchicha, be tayla in what shchicha, and. And
we're moving to 8 inch now.
What do you say?
We're moving to 8 inch.
Yeah, we're gonna move to that now. Yeah, I mean, before we get to Hayde Badik, but on the sugi itself, so let's move on to the Teretz of the Gemara, right? The Gemara answers. Now, the Gemara's kasha was v'nechash, right? So Rashi learned that v'nechash means why we be mitami her vaday. The makshin never had a havamino to retire her lebailo. With the sleeve of Damachelis, the kasha was, how can you consider this Tumas Vaday to be served Truma and bring a Chatas and Azar? So Reb Zeri answered in one lashon, the Dachuk. Right, what does Dachuk mean? That if we find the Damachelis, so then I'll say, if we find the Damachelis over there, if we do find the machalis, and then I'll say it's Yitzufa, right? If we do find the machalis over there, say Ema Shamash Ratzva, right? Then I'll say the Shamash is Ratzva, and we'll be telling it. Now, what does he mean by that? And she'll be Taira? She'll be Taira? Or Shamash Ratzva and Petur from carbon? Mam saying Ema? So the Meiri on the Mishnah in one Pirish says, according to all the Shainish, it's may neither. The whole discussion is only Ligabe carbon. And even if Eim Shamash Ratzva will be for carbon, that's why the Beis Yosef in Siflam Gimel also explains Rashi. But the Rashba, in the Rashba it's Muchach, that the Havmin of the Makshin was that we should be told the Macheles to be Matayar Labailah. Right, from that which wisdom from that which the Rashba writes that we passing like the lishon of the badik lechumra, mashma that the dochok we would be matayra to a bailo, because if there's no nafkamina except lini carbon, so then adrab the lishon dochoku is a chumra, because we're not letting him bring a carbon, right? Because it's avi chul azara, like the Aruchanes says. And the Yosef. So it's mashma, that's one echach. And then Rashba learned that if it would be on the tzad that we would be toila, it would be tar legamri. Another echach also is because the we quoted just before the Rashba that talks about the kasha of bedikas. Right, so the makshin, the Tosis is, what's Tosis lashon over there is, that Tosfos says the Makshin did not ask on all bedikas, because we could say enachnami that wherever we matamra through a bedika, it's only lechumra tmei misafi. The Rashba asks in Skashi says, if so, we should be chayshu b'machelis ein lechayisha the tmeya b'bedika. Meaning the tli in the machelis would be matayar legarmi. That's his mashma. Tosfos learned that the Gemara is asking lini carbon like Rashi. But the Raj, another Raj is also, the Gemara says, if you're Batka Beira Batik, love it, talks to me, Recha, so we metami her Vaday. The Raj says, like we've quoted, the Raj says, Dafke, if it's more than a Grisvoy. He brings the raya because if not for oisem makom bodik or dochok eitzom achelus, we will be tolim achelus. So again, it's mashma that he learned that the makshin will hold that it's tar, just like by tachsmi recha, where you're finding less than a kigris, where it's tar. The question is, what is the machlekes Rashi and Rashba here? What is the machlekes Rashi and Rashba? And the Archanei is very bothered. How is it possible to be Matayar Halabayla with a Bedika through a Taliya B'machayis? Like, just with a Taliya B'machayis, you're just going to be Matayar? So perhaps they're going to Shitase in the Gemara and Zayin on base. The Gemara over there that answered, La'ilam da Agisha. So according to Rashi, we learned in Rashi that she's saying that she's here Gisha. And therefore, it's Yoim, it's Chayit. And afterwards, it's Patuk, because we told her that it was Hargasha, it's Shamish, and not Dam. The Rashba learned that she's saying, Lo Hergisha. So why is she Chayit Chattis? Because we're going to say, Vad Hergisha, because of a Chazaka, that Dam came with Hargasha. Except what? She thought it was Shamish. So now, says the Prideya, this is the Prideya, in Oyster Zai, in Ischaf, I think, on the Taz, Ischaf, says the Prideya. So according to Rashi, our Mishnah is talking about where she's saying her Gisha B'Shas Tashmish. There's no Hav Mina to be Chayshish for Machadis to be Mtamei her Ligamre when she's telling us her Gisha. Elowa, we have a Tzad. We have a Tzad that it's Machadis. So that Tzad is a Chshash, which is a Suffolk Ligabe Karbon. Shanky, according to the Rashba, the Mishnah is talking about, yeah, mom. According to the Rashba, our Mishnah is talking about where she was loyer gisha. So therefore, the Gemara's kash is that since it's a chashash machoiles, what she's saying loyer gisha, we could be tied in the machoiles. She's saying loyer gisha. We have a chashash machoiles. So why mess with anyone's brains? Just listen to her, and be tied in the machoiles. Now, what?
This whole sugya seems not like the straight Tara in Rashi. That
correct?
Because every time it's suffix, it seems to say it's a
meyachos, right? Clearly. Now the The Ramah over here in Sif Lamed Daled brings Vishen the Beis Yisif, but given Nicha b'Magushin's Asku b'Damim, Yechol Lidlois Ben Kamei b'Tzliyos Kesem v'Tayra. She's buzzing and she put it in a place where there is Asku b'Damim. She could be Tayra in them, like Tzliyos Kesem, and she's Tayra. And the Beis Yisif brings it. He brings the Rashba that the hod the badka beira badka lavatachs beirechat tmeya dafke bechikris, and the Beis Yisrael says that tamavuar the chibin the layer gisha dafke when it's a kigris, and he says that tamavuar the chibin the layer gisha raglaim ladava. Right, so what's he saying here? That why could we be Taila? And he says it again after. He says, Kimishle Gisha Yitzias Adami Gufa. Since there's no Hargasha, the Yitzias Adami Gufa, therefore we can be Taila. So the Tzidre Taira in Samach Zayin, over there in two paragraphs, in the Chavis Das and Isir Ches, asks, why is the Beis Yosef said they were talking about Lohir Gisha, talking about a Bedika? It's a chazaka, but dam be argasha. Chazaka, the dam comes with argasha.
Okay, right. Basically,
you're
asking why don't you say
don't argasha v'lo
yud?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Says the Tijus Tyra that according to what we said earlier, that the Rashi was going to Shitasi, that he holds the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara, he learned the Gemara in the Zayin Beis, Loilam the Argasha, that she's saying Shler Gisha. Therefore, therefore we could be Taila to say that she saw Lachazman, she's Taira. Just like, this is what he says, just like in the Makshin we learned that in the Makshin we held that there's a Chashash Machelis. We said that just like in the Makshin who learned that there's a Chashash Machelis, we said that you could be toilet when she's Laya Gisha. So too by Tachsa. So too by Tachsa also. So too by Batka Be'era Badakla. But Tachsa Be'erecha. When are we going to be toilet? Only when it's talking about the Laya Gisha. When it's Laya Gisha, that gives us that right to be toilet. What's the Hezber to this? The Hezber to this. If you take a look at the Sidri Tyre and Kuf Pei Gimel Ois Beis, he has two Mahalachim to explain this. One Mahalach of these is Al Tzvik Tzvika. Perhaps it's not from her Guf. And even if you say it's from her Guf, maybe she was in her Gisha. And if she was in her Gisha, it's only Midra Banan. So we left the Issa Tyre. Once we left the Issa Tyre, now it can be told that the Dam came in Alma, since she was in Sask of a Dam. Says the Sidri Tyre, even though this svar is true, but it's not mashma like this in the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, "Kivin leyegisha raglayim ledav shleibam megufa." It sounds like that the leyegisha is the reason to say that the dam came at alma, not because of a sveik sveika. That's what the Sidri Tyre is bothered with. Bechlal, the sveik sveika, for those that remember Ksubis, it may not stem with all the different rules that are brought down there in the Rishonim, Sapech and all that. So maybe technical problems, but that's one mahalach that the Sidri Tyre has. The second mahalach is that we have two tzedadim over here. Either we could say that it came migufa and she was here gisha. We could say it came migufa and she was here gisha. And now what she's saying, Lo Yegisha, she's making a mistake. It's a mistake. Or we could say that Be'emes she was not Yegisha, came Me'alma. So what would we rather say? We'd rather say that she really was not Yegisha, and be told that came Me'alma, and now I have to say that she's in a dream, that she made a mistake. Right, I'd rather say that than to say that it came from her and she made a mistake. That's what the Beis Yosef is saying. Kivin lo yegisha raglayim ledav shebam me'alma. Meaning, since she's saying she wasn't a gisha, that's a raglayim ledav ray that came out. And if I'd rather say that, then
so we're playing. We're playing the chazaka, even though we don't have the suffix even.
What?
Say we don't have a suffix by us. It's a tzli reflika to say that she didn't. She wasn't margish. As right. Well, she's saying she was margish.
Right.
So this chazaka is so strong that we're even saying it when we're not in a suffix. Normally chazakas work that you have a suffix. I mean, you're pushing your suffix with a chazaka. Here we're saying that the chazaka is just its own foundation, and it's pushing us to do something.
Correct.
That's
the answer. This is what I told you then. When we learn your dollar of days, I'm going to pata your kashas. No, because we have no sphagis. We don't use the chazaka stam.
If I care, here we are using it. Here we're using it. She's telling
no.
us.
No!
I didn't have it, and it's, there the Sidri Tyre says it's clear chlika to say such
come
a thing.
Come and help me out. Where's the
there, the Sidri Tyre in Sefer says, in that English paragraph, yeah. as it's clear chlika to say, That she was not margish. Okay. That she mixed up. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And still, because of this chazaka, because it's a strong chazaka, meaning obey.
Right.
We'd rather say the chazaka than not. We're going to push us to make her tummy with her answer.
Well, we have no choice.
But why do we have no choice here?
She's the Lord Gisha.
She's the Lord Gisha, and it's clearly reflected to say that she was your Gisha. It's a ridiculous thing to say.
Why?
Why? Because to get these feelings mixed up, and as the Aruch Shulchan points out, that the Shamash doesn't even reach until the Makor. So tell me that she got mixed up with those two Argoshas? That's crazy.
Okay.
And still,
to say a simple lady nowadays is crazy?
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we have no sveikas v'etzem here, but this is such a strong chazaka that it seems that even though there's no suffix, we want to say it. Because it's like the reality of how a woman's body works. It's an absolute mitzvah that if she saw Adam, she had her argasha. So if I have to say this, that she messed up, even though it's crazy to say that, she messed up and she's like totally wrong. We're going to say that because of this chazaka coming out of nowhere. I hear what you're saying.
Crazy. I hear.
It's not normal Chazakas, you see. It's like almost a mitzvah.
Right, exactly.
So that's very, that makes it much
stronger.
That's what we can get at the Vada Osa Vadam.
Right.
Once you have the Vada Osa Vadam, we're almost, it's like saying the sky's not blue. Not now. I'm different.
Okay.
Pardon, Simone.
Just proving him right. Okay. So, okay, this is all according to the Rashba. But let's move back to Rashi. According to Rashi. Rashi understood the Gemara of Leichosh is that it's only negated to Chibchatas. And he's going to Shita say that she says Lari Gisha. So therefore, if we have what... I'm sorry. Rashi learned that she's saying a Gisha. According to Rashi, if she will say Lari Gisha, she says Lari Gisha... One second. So in Rashi, right? Now, according to Rashi, if she says La Yagisha, so then if we have what to be Taylor, we'll be Taylor. Why? Because it's not a Gosha, it means Sois anything. Rashi the Shita say holds that Rashi the Maisa, the Archana points out by Shetziarta, Mem on Zion base. Rashi does all the Cheses, Dom and Bar Maragosha. He holds that by Bedika to Safi Daraisa for Zirgisha. So therefore, you didn't learn the Rama on the basis, but if you come out even according to Rashi also. Comes out, according to everyone, if she says that she was Zirgisha, then we cannot be toiling something else unless it's a Chacha or a Glaim Ladov, like by Nostadach Zakar, by Kesis, or is found Ogol. Which according to Rashi will be Toila. If she says Lair Gisha, then according to everyone, will be Taylor and what we could be Taylor. And that's the Pirush of the Gemara. Bad Kabeira, Bad Glava Tachsa. It's talking about Lair Gisha, which could be true even according to Rashi, where there's no Echach from the Gemara that's talking about Lair Gisha, like by Bedik Shalachatash. So, now, okay, on the Mahalach of Svek Sveka. There's other issues. Kivegi has all cheshma over here. It's in the south base. Or chedusha, Kivegi and Hilchus. It's in the base. Okay, we have to get to
Echeinimad.
We have to get to Echeinimad. So what we will do is... What?
If she's going tomorrow night.
Either that or we can start Sunday. Right, I'm saying, well, it's not a steer. Well.